Good morning, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And let's read verse 1 to verse 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 to 3. The word of God says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be also glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful time you give us to pray, to intercede. Oh Lord, to come at your feet, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the confidence that we have in approaching God, that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. Oh God, direct us and inspire us with the Holy Ghost, that whatever we come to ask, Lord, according to your will, and you will hear us. Oh Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, speak to us, Holy Spirit, to pray according to your will. For we don't know what to pray, but the Spirit, Holy Spirit, give us groaning and inspiration of what God the Father wants us to pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. Let us give thanks to God for all the things, the good things that He had done to us through the whole week. We give you thanks, oh God, give Him thanks for your job, for your good health, for God's provision, for the food, the drink, transport, answer prayers, healing, miracles, solving issues, achieving things. Lord, I thank and I praise you. Without you, that week was not possible and I was not able to do anything. But since you helped me and you guide me, oh Lord, that you have delivered me, oh God, from unreasonable and wicked men, I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. Thank you, God. Give thanks to God for all the good things that He has given you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, for the prayers, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, oh God, for provision, miracles, wonders. We thank you, God, for all that is we have is come from you. We give you praise and glory. Come to me, all of you weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's come to the Lord. He is inviting us that He will give us rest. Ask Him now what you need. Ask Him your personal needs. Yes, oh Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. If you are sick, if you have financial problem, if you have issue in your work, problem in the family, ask the Lord to help you. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We magnify your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Yes, Lord. God knows what is going on in your life. What is going in your heart, the pain in your mind, things that is trafficking along the days, along the hours of the days, through the whole night, you are thinking, you pray to God. He's just near. He's with you, He's beside you. Give Him your burden, He will carry the burden, He will also carry you. Yes. Hear my prayer, God. Hear my cry, our cry for mercy. Pray now for your family. Let's pray for our wives, our husbands, children, parents. brothers and sisters, and the rest of the relatives, that they have, that whatever problem they have, that God will help them. Let's pray. Pray for them. Yes, oh God. Hear our prayer, Lord. Pray now for your workplace. Your visa, your boss, your salary, your work. Pray. Pray for your company to prosper so you too will prosper. Pray that you'll be diligent, be fruitful in your workplace. Pray for your boss. You'll have wisdom and do what's right. To protect the jobs of my brothers, my sisters, those who are here and those in other places. Oh God, answer their prayer, prosper their place that they are working, so they too will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray also, Lord, that they will receive their income and salary on time. Bless their business, their work, bless the work of their hands. Bless the place that they are working for your own sake, O God. And as you prosper the place, they will too be also prosper. Thank you, God. Let's pray for the country that we are in, the country that God had placed us, and also the whatever place the church had extended. You pray wherever you are to that place that you are, that you are placed by God, so that as the place prospers, you too will prosper. We pray for this country, O God. Pray for protection, for stability. We pray no war. We pray also that we have favor to be able to evangelize, to teach and to preach your word, to tell others about you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray wherever the church has extended here in UAE, in Abu Dhabi, in Bahrain, and also Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait, in India and Sri Lanka, in Philippines, also Indonesia, in the Middle East, O Lord, in America, Australia, we pray, O God, bless these places so that our brothers and sisters and the families of the church, that they are placed in these places, O God, they do prosper. I pray for favor that come from you. I pray for favor upon your church, from you and from men, O God. I pray for all the rules and regulations that will not hinder us from spreading your word and preaching the gospel to those who are away from you. We pray for salvation of souls. We pray for resources to be available so that your work will continue. Now pray for the country that you came from. Whatever your country is passing through, troubles, war, volcanoes, poverty, injustice, idol worship, you pray for your country. You pray for the nation that you came from. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We magnify, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, show your power and extend your hand and do wonderful miracles and wonder, O Lord. O God, in the name of Jesus, in the nation that all of us came from, we pray that we will be instruments in your hand to preach the gospel. And to tell your word to our countrymen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Come against all idol worship, the work of Satan, immorality, the corruption, the abuse, the injustice, the other sins that heathens are doing. Come against all the work of Satan. We pray you empower us with boldness. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Yes, O God, we pray. Help us to reach our countrymen in the name of Jesus. Let your salvation flow to them. Now let's pray for the church, pray for our ministry. Lord, I pray for more workers to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to evangelize, to reach new people, that you will baptize, that you will water baptize in new people. O Lord, that we will teach your word, enable us to plan Bible studies, O Lord, to reach families in new areas, in new countries, in new roads, in new buildings, in new languages with the gospel. We pray. O Lord, I pray to refill us once again with the Holy Ghost, that He will continue to save you. Bless all the congregations, O Lord. Bless each and every family in the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We pray for our worship today, that You will anoint the worship with the Holy Ghost, anoint our songs, anoint our prayers, O Lord, the message, the giving, all the items of our worship. We thank You, Lord. We bless You. We thank You for answering our prayers. We thank You because You hear us. We thank You because You allow us to come here and to worship You and to serve You. We thank You, Lord. And we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord in His holiness. Let's come before Him with thanksgiving, with a grateful heart, with songs, with a gratitude for all the good things that He has done to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for great things that You have achieved for Your church and Your people.
I come before You today.
Yes, O God.
And there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank You, Lord.
Lord. We bless your holy name. We are grateful to you, O Lord, for all your favor and your mercy and your grace upon us. We thank you, God, and we bless you. We magnify your name. Today to celebrate your gift of love, your salvation, your eternal life that you give us. Love your hand to the Lord. Come and celebrate.
God,
For the kingdom of God is neither eating or drinking, but kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for comforting us, giving us joy, strength, and peace in your presence. Lord, we come and bow down at your feet, surrendering our life to you, our will, our plans unto thee. We thank you, Lord. Feed us with your word. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. We are thirsty more of you, O God.
Come and bow down.
I will come and bow down.
Yeah.
Of yours and to do your will. Teach us, O Lord, with your grace, how to take the steps moving forward to bring the gospel, your righteousness, your love, your grace to the nations around us, to the people who are lost, to those who have no hope, to the brokenhearted, to the perishing, to bring light into darkness.
Lord, we need your presence and mercy.
gift of God is the Holy Ghost. To continue, Lord, to preach your word, to live according to your word and your will, O Lord, to declare your righteousness and your love, your grace, to bring the salvation to the people who need your love and your care, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God, for the revival. We thank you for the refilling with the Holy Ghost. We magnify your name. We thank you for the new opportunities that you give us to preach your word. We thank you, God, for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for satisfying our needs. Thank you for bringing us the victory, O Lord, and the things that we need in our life. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be seated. It's time now to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit. Book of Malachi, chapter 3, and verse 10. Say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be a room enough to receive it. As we bring our tithe and offering to the Lord, God will fulfill your promise. He will open the floodgates, the windows of heaven, and bless us to the extent that we have no place to keep the blessings. And He will reveal and devour, and every nation will know that we are blessed by the Lord. Let's collect now our tithe and our offerings. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this tithe and offering and first fruits. Thank you for everyone who give. I pray you give it back to them 1,000 times. I pray for those who are able to give, continue to bless them so they will bring to you. Those who are not able, also bless them, provide for them. Help them, Lord, to pay their debts and guide them, O Lord, with the truth in the name of Jesus. I pray that your grace upon this amount of money and your wisdom upon the person who will take care of it, so that it will be used to preach the gospel, to bring your word to the people who need it, and to manage whatever needs, O God. O Lord, I pray also for increase of income and salaries to those who are giving, so that the floodgates of heaven shall be open on them. I pray for the rebuke of devourer. There shall be no penalties or fines or accidents or sickness may come and take the blessing and step. Thank you, Lord. All what we have is from you, O God. And all what we have given, we have received it from you. We thank you, Jesus, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We continue speaking from the sermons of Jesus on the mountain, and we will read Matthew 5:6, verse 6. Say, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips. Anoint the message that you send to your church and your people. Say plain things to us and make us understand your word. And help us to apply your word in our lives, that we will understand it and we will apply it, and we will do what is correct in your sight. We thank you, Lord, We bless you, we magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Our God is a righteous God, and from Him come all the righteousness. And as we have read here the word of Jesus, those who are hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of God shall be filled. Those who are after God, after the things of God, you will find that their life will be filled with the good things. But when we are hungry and thirsty for worldly things, non-spiritual things, then we will find ourselves more empty and more we are dissatisfied, and we are also in lack of things. Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst. God wants us to have hunger and thirst towards righteousness. Now, the word righteousness is not a big thing. It's not a big thing. It is something easy that we need to understand it. We need to understand it that righteousness is to do what is right and what is just. We will go through scriptures, then we understand what God is telling us. You know, there is certain time we may see certain people and we may think that they are doing the right things. But time and circumstances and events finally will show when you find that lack of commitment and lack of responsibility and then willing to continue in the way of God, then those kind of people, they are not hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Circumstances and trials approve the people who they are. And there's a certain time that you may find people who are, they look like they are not after righteousness. But time and circumstances and events in the future may show the opposite, that they are really after the righteousness of God and they are willing to persevere. Our God is a righteous God, and let us study, let's go to the scriptures and to know the righteousness of our Lord. Let's go to Psalm chapter 7 and verse 17. It says, I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing a praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Now here, we praise God and we thank Him and we sing to Him because of His righteousness. What the Lord is doing in our life, in the life of the people also around us, is doing the right things. He do miracles and wonders. And these things will inspire us to know God, to see Him through these things and start to praise Him. Psalm 48 verse 10. Say, according to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Again here, the righteousness of God would cause us, would cause the universe to praise Him and give Him praise for the righteous act that He is doing. Psalm 51 and verse 14. That's why daily we praise the Lord. And you see that, you know, you see Christian, they will say praise the Lord. But the word praise the Lord is coming because God is righteous. and he's a righteous God. And through his righteousness, when he reveals his righteousness, will inspire us to give a praise to God. Psalm 51 verse 14 says, deliver me from the bloodthirstiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Now here, David experienced sin, and he was asking God to forgive him and to blot away his blood guiltiness and to give him salvation. And he promised that, and my tongue shall sing shout of thy righteousness. When we gather weekly to praise the Lord, because along the week there are events that have taken place, that encourages us to come and worship the Lord, to give him praise, what is due for him. Publicly we worship God, and daily we worship the Lord. Let's read more of the scripture. Psalm 89, verse 16. Because of all the good things that he's doing, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. God is doing righteous things. He's a righteous God. The right thing that he do to us, we are exalted, we are lifted up. And that's why we give him praise and glory. Psalm 145. And verse 7. Say, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. You know, when we come from God's presence, and every time when we give heed to God and give time to him, we will remember all the good things, and we will utter the memory of thy great goodness. But God had did it in the past, not in the past week, but maybe past days or past months or years. We will remember it and we start to give praise to God for his righteousness. Psalm 11 verse 7. God not only righteous and he has righteousness, but God love righteousness, and looking for the upright and those who are righteous. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. God love righteousness, and he look where is the upright and the one who is doing the right thing. That's what Jesus said. Blessed are they who thirst and hunger for righteousness, and they shall be filled. Those people, they seek for God. They hunger more of him, and in the same way, that the same path that they are moving, as you hunger more toward God, we can see that God also moving toward us. The more we are moving toward God, we can see him just ahead of us, moving toward us, because he is looking for the upright. Psalm 36 and verse 6 say, thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep, O Lord. Thou preservest man and beast. You know, the righteous act of God, certain events, when we hear about it, we can say, oh, that is God is working. It is like a mountain. It is so profound. It's like the great mountain. You cannot miss it. It's like a banner. It's like a big title over a high building. You can see it very clearly. And in verse 10, say, oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. So here there is more kindness and goodness and good things from God to those who are righteous and those who are upright in heart. And that's where the word of Jesus, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Psalm 45 and verse 7. Psalm 45 and verse 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. That is the word exactly for the Lord Jesus Christ. As he loved righteousness and he hated wickedness, God lifted him up. In the same way is for us even today. As we love righteousness and hate wickedness, as we love to do what is right and correct, and hate to do wrong or refrain from doing wrong, God will be anoint us with the oil of gladness and put us high above our fellow companions. Psalm 50 verse 6. When we speak about righteousness, we speak about the right act, we speak also the judgment of God, the justice of God. There are certain things, there are certain times God settle accounts. He say, Psalm 50 verse 6, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. The heaven declare the righteousness of God. How the righteousness of God declare? Through the judge. The judge sends his sentence. He do things on earth. And people, they can just be able to look to heaven. They say, this is from God. And through that judgment of God, through his justice, then the righteousness of the Lord will be apparent. People, they will come to know there is a God, and that is how God is evangelizing. That's how God is revealing himself through his even war, typhoons, calamities. It is the judgment of God, because that is not controlled by man. Then they know there is a judge. Psalm 98. And why we sing certain times? Because God is revealing his righteousness. His justice is, when it is revealed, that is the righteousness of God. Psalm 98 and verse 5 to 9. Sing unto the Lord with the harps. With the harp and with the voice of a psalm. With trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the flood clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Now when we have praise and worship, we are doing this in response of the coming of God to judge the earth in his righteousness with justice and equity. So we need to do it with a real understanding why we praise God. Because that belongs to him. As he is righteous, he inspires us to bless that righteousness that he is revealing on earth, through the right acts, through his justice and judgment on the wicked, and the reward to those who fear him. Psalm also 71, verse 15. So when speaking about the righteousness of God, we speak about the right things to do. We speak about the judgment of God, reward for those righteous, judgment and punishment for those who are wicked. Psalm 71 and verse 15. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness, and thy salvation all the days, for I know not the number thereof. Now he speak here, he linked righteousness with something else, with God. What is it? The salvation of the Lord. He said, I will sing. In verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God, I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. And in verse 19, thy righteousness, also God, is very high, who has done great things, O Lord, who is like unto thee. And in verse 24, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Now, here another cause to show the righteousness of God. In verse 15, it speaks about the salvation of God, God's deliverance and saving his people. In verse 24, it speaks that God had judged the enemy, and that judgment of God on the enemy, it declared his righteousness. And that's why the psalmist, David also with his tongue, and to declare the righteousness of God. Psalm 88. And verse 12. Say, shall thy wonders be known in the dark? That's a question. And thy righteousness in the land of the forgetfulness? That's where the psalm is asking, is your good work can appear in an area that's dark, an area that is, we think that is, it is forgettable? Sometimes we are asking, is God going to reveal himself to such kind of people, or such kind of country, or such kind of nation, or in such circumstances? Because God revealed himself, that is his righteousness. The salvation of God is reaching and will continue to reach, not missing anyone. God is declaring himself. And because that's part of his righteousness. When we speak about the righteousness of God, we speak about the righteous God who gives chance to everyone to receive Christ and get saved from his sin. Psalm 97 and verse 2. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. The throne of God, righteousness, that's where the salvation and judgment. Salvation for the wicked, salvation for the righteous, judgment on those who refuse to repent and come back to God. And Psalm 98, verse 2, the Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness had he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. Now it's very clear. Even the Gentiles, the nations, the Israelites that does not know God, God had made his salvation and his righteousness, that's the righteousness of God, that he reach people and show them the way to reach heaven. In Psalm 111 and verse 3, now we understand now, to live a righteous life, not only we do what is right and just and correct, We need to be the hand with hand in hand with the Lord to reveal Jesus and to bring Jesus and to bring His word to the people who are around us. Psalm 111 verse 3. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endures forever. We need to be part of God's work. God had work on the earth. He sent His Son. He died for the sin of the people. He died for all our sin. We need to carry on that honorable work that belongs to God. The Word of God, the commandments of God, His law, His statutes, are His righteousness. Psalm 119 speaks about that. Psalm 119 and verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Here he linked the law of God with the righteousness of God. And let's read also verse 144. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. The testimonies of God. The Old Testament and the New Testament by the blood of Jesus is the testimony of the Lord, and that covenant with God through the blood of Jesus give us life. And verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy words, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Why the psalmist will speak the word of God, and why we need to speak the word of God, because the commandments of God are the righteousness of the Lord. Isaiah speak about the righteousness of God, speak about His plan, speak about also His salvation to all mankind. Isaiah chapter 45. And verse 19. Say, I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. That's what Jesus spoke also. He said, I spoke nothing in secret. I declare everything. All the word of God, all the work of God, the same way for us. We need to declare the word of God. God say to David, to Jacob and to us, even today, not to seek the Lord in vain. When we seek the righteousness of God, when we are hungry and thirsty to do what is right, then we shall be filled and satisfied. Isaiah 51. And verse 5, the book of Isaiah, the Lord declared, my righteousness is near. Isaiah 51, verse 5, my righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people, the eyeless, and shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. That's where the righteousness of God, that He brings salvation, He judges the people. Those who obey, they'll be rewarded. Those who disobey, they'll be judged. The heathen, the Gentiles, the non-believers, God will reveal Himself to them. Isaiah, verse 6, 51 verse 6. He say, lift up your eyes to heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like garment, and they that dwell in shall die in the manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. That's where we hear the righteousness of God. Even there are wars, calamities, volcanoes, that's all going to go on. But God has said also that my salvation shall be forever. The salvation of God also available. And my righteousness shall not be abolished. That's the righteousness of God. In Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 1, he say, thus say the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. In Isaiah 59 and verse 16 and 17. How God revealed His righteousness and His salvation and His justice. Isaiah 59 verse 16 and 17. And He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore His arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. God was looking for a one to bring salvation, but there was no one. Finally, he himself brought himself, his arm, brought the salvation. That's why salvation by not a man, salvation only by God. In verse 17, he put righteousness as a breastplate. He came to fight, to bring his people out of darkness, out of the hand of the devil. And he put the helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garment of vengeance. When God put the garment of vengeance, he did not come to revenge, but he brought his salvation. He brought all the sin of the whole world, and he brought judgment on his own son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who took the sin and was nailed on the cross. And because of that, me and you, we have way to heaven through the blood of Jesus. And that is the righteousness of God. And as we receive Him, God wants us to look to God through that work that He did and live the right life, the upright life that God desire to see in each and every one of us. In the book of 1 John